Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy, sad by, and very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and we spoke of many things, fools and kings. This he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be love in return. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. Little shy, sad of eye, very wise was he. Thank you. was a boy. A very strange and charmed boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, and very wise was he. Then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and we spoke of many things, fools and kings. This he said to me, greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return.
You have joined Les Newman.
Wow, that's great.
And I, on the 12th of June 1970, issue number 333 of the new singles, a weekly listing, 62 singles this week. We've cheated straight away and played the album version of, it's obviously Nature Boy, but it's listed as Natural Day by a band called Accolade.
Wow.
Which featured...
Take that, of course. Take Five.
Was in there, yeah. It...
I think, because that was originally a Nat King Cole song, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was Gordon Giltrap on the vocals there. Yep. And in the band also was that
Ryan
one...
Cresswell on woodwind.
Yep. And
Ian Hoyle on drums.
Yep.
And on vibes, no, it wasn't Adolf Hitler. It was, in fact, Don Partridge.
Yeah, that one-man band. I often wonder what happened to Don, where he disappeared to. But there he was in the middle of 1970. Don Partridge, the one-man band, he joined also Malcolm Paul, I think it was, and Eden
Paul,
Abba. Yeah. Collectively, they were called Accolade. And honestly, 50 years later, that's the first time I have heard of Accolade, the band, on the Columbia record label. You see, if it had been released on Vertigo or Harvest, then us heads, that's what we called ourselves, wasn't it, Les, in the early 70s? Heads. We were heads, man.
Out of our heads, more like it.
heads we lose. Tails we win.
Oh dear.
So that was a very good start today. I couldn't not speak to you as, because that lasted almost 10 minutes there. Talking about the Vertigo Records. So on Vertigo Records now, Affinity, fronted by Linda Hoyle. I wonder if Linda Hoyle had anything to do with Ian Hoyle.
No idea.
This is Three Sisters. I think us heads will all recognise this one.
Tongue. head towards the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
We started something, gonna get together, every man and woman, boy and
Get on the line on Parlophone Records. We finally arrived at music more akin to trying to get into the charts. That was The Sweet. I think that was their last single before they moved on to RCA and moved on to much better things.
But things.
Here we are in 1970 in June. In fact, Friday the 12th of June when these singles were released. That was The Sweet, and we also heard both sides of the Vertigo single by Affinity. Three Sisters was the B-side, and I Wonder If I Care As Much on the A-side. Well, do we care as much? I think we care more these days. We're older and wiser.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say wiser. Probably it's if you learn by your mistakes, we probably are, but...
We've had the sweetness of Sweet, who we're going to get now. And now we've got Renaissance on the Island record label, who also unfortunately got nowhere with this single. And surprisingly, or coincidentally, or serendipitously, I've swallowed the thesaurus again. It's on the Island label, and it's called Island.
Ah, yes.
Thank you. My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapanville, why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapanville, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white. My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. 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 La 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 la. My Lady Dapanville, why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. I'll always be with you. But this rose will never die. This rose will never die.
It was Cat Stevens' return to the music business after a year or so. I think he became disillusioned and he didn't want to do pop tunes anymore. I think he may have had a spot of a mental break. I can't quite remember, but I know this was his attempt to get back in seriously doing. And he was taken seriously, wasn't he, Les?
Yeah, no.
Lady Dapanville.
Lady Dapanville. Well.
He was on DRAM Records, then he returned this week on the Island record label, WIP 6086. Prior to that, it was WIP 6079, Renaissance and Island. And that was the complete version on the single. If you've got the album, the sampler album called Bumpers, Bumpers on the Island record label, you'll find...
1969, something I found... He contracted TB in 69.
I did him a disservice. It wasn't mental.
He almost died, apparently.
So, yes.
So this was his return to the music.
It was. Definitely was. I knew something had happened to him, and I knew he wanted to be taken more seriously with his music. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he took up my meditation, yoga, became a vegetarian. And that obviously from that, he went on to embrace the Islamic religion.
Yeah, so we're going to move on now to a capital single, also released on this day, the 12th of June 1970. There were 62 singles released this particular week. This is Al Delory. Al Delory, who I've never heard of, but you'll know the tune. It's called Song from MASH.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
these days we have to give everything a label, and I think that would be considered mod psych freak beat or something along those lines, Les. That was the Night People, N-I-T-E,
people.
On Page One Records, and it was called PM. We're going to link. We're going to link in with that in a moment. Prior to that it was Al DeLore and Song from MASH, given a bossa nova feel.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was on the shores there in Brazil.
Yeah, Al DeLore, of course, was a member of the Wrecking Crew, which were behind loads of hits for Jimmy Webb, Mamas and Papas, loads of things in the mid to late 60s. They were a group of session musicians, and they were just about on every record you could think of from that time.
That was very groovy.
Yeah.
His MASH tune there on Capitol Records. Yes, just to show that we are listening to what we're playing, and we're not just letting it churn itself out automatically. The Night People, PM. Now, I'm not sure what PM they were talking to, but this was around the time when we had a general election. And someone who always jumped on a gravy train was Lord Such and his heavy friends. And he had a tune out this week called Election Fever.
Your ballot forms. My party's gonna get in a firestorm. Pat the baby on the head and give her a sweet. Smile at the mother. Vote for me next week. Will I? Pocket will never vary. Whoever said that, he must be a fairy. Vote for me, give me a try. Cost of living has gone sky high. Pat the baby on the head and give her a sweet. Smile at the mother, vote for me next week. Well,
election fever
is all around.
Election fever
will get.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Yeah, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting?
time at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace could only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
All aboard to Vietnam. Give me an F. Give me an I. Give me an S.
Yes.
Give me an H. What's that spell? Fish.
Fish.
Country giant fish. And a fish. No fish cheer at the start of it. That's fixing to die rag. Famously, we keep coming back to it, Les. Famously, they performed that at Woodstock, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly
did. We get a different kind of a fish cheer.
Yeah.
Which we can't play, sadly.
We can't play.
50 years later, we can't say all the things. Well, no, we don't. Well, we do perhaps talk like that in normal life.
That PM track, by the way, came from... That was the title track from an album from the Night People.
That's right, yep.
Who were a band that came from... where were they originally? Oh, they came from... Bournemouth originally, apparently. Jimmy Warwick, vocals, guitars. Chris Fergie Ferguson on drums. Francis Gordon, guitar. Martin Clark, bass. Patrick Bell, sax. And Barry Curtis, keyboards.
And
they're quite well known in the South at the and they supported a lot of bands at the time.
And if I remember, in the next hour, we'll... play the B-side Season of the Rain and Elton John and Bernie Taupin composition.
Wow. They also, that album, the PM, right, was, it had a lot of interesting, they did a lot of covers on it. There's lots of covers on that album. Apparently it's a rarity now, including Rock Island Line, Reach Out, I'll Be There, Season of the Rain, which I think you're going to play.
Yep, yep.
Delilah, which was Barry Mason and Ed Reed's verse. That was the Tom Jones one. And also Peaches in Regalia that did a...
Frank Zappa tune. Yeah.
So it's quite an interesting album, that is. But yeah. It's quite a rarity, apparently.
Okay. In the last link, we were talking about radio stations, RNI and Caroline. Also in 1970, late at night, at the weekends, was Radio Geronimo.
Yeah.
They used this tune from the Pyramids for some of their promotional material, which had the earthy language of the street in amongst it. So sadly, we can't play any of those promos today. But the Pyramids, Monty Montgomery, I was in correspondence with him at one time. I may have told you this story about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he said they watched the Cowboy and Indian Western movie about the Apache Indian Geronimo. He was a bit of a rebel. They loved the attitude, so they recorded this, and they called it
Geronimo. Hit it. Do you hear me?
You love it. Positive. Wow. Geronimo. I think I'd call that hardcore reggae, especially as it was only 1970, June the 12th, 1970, when it was released to fight its way through the birth canal of new week's releases. 62 of them. So I think we'll edit that bit out. That wasn't the best analogy I've used, I don't think.
Have you got the theme chip that, what was that, Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace.
When did that come out?
69. So that was the Pyramids. What record? They must have been on Trojan. Let's have a look. Yeah. The Pyramids. Now we're on Duke. Duke Records, DU80. Now something special for fans of Genesis. Steve Hackett was in the band called Quiet World. We played a tune from Quiet World last year. Both sides of this single might be spread over this hour and the next hour. This is going to be Children of the World and Love is Walking. So see if you can hear Steve Hackett in amongst the instrumentation here on Dawn Records.
And his brother John?
1005.
John Hackett,
yep.
Big driver, Gil Gilbert, Phil Henderson, Eddie Hines, and Sean O'Malley. And the band of the brothers John, who's it? John Lee and Neil Heather in 1969. Wow. That is quite amazing.
And here they are with their, I think their first singles were on Pi Records. This is the his Pi's progressive sort of offshoot imprint called Dawn Records. So I give you Steve Hackett from 1970.
Children of the world, come together. Try to make this place a whole lot better. You don't believe what I say. You still believe there's another way. And it's better. Children of the world of every color, try to make it easy on each other. You don't relive the days gone by, but you still ask the reason why from each other. You will build with new emotions, peace and truth for all. In this world you're slowly building, there's room enough for all. Your dreams reflected on the mountain high. Days gone by. With this brand new age approaching, hope is with us all, us all, us all, us all, us all. Children of the world, come together. Try to make this place a whole lot better. You don't believe what others say.
Just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Love is nearer, life's held dearer, smiles are new. And I can touch where dreams come from. And I can tell that life is real. I can smell, I can touch, I can see, and I can feel. Love, walking, walking. Love, that distant drum, it beats for everyone. Walking, walking, walking.
can touch where dreams come from. And I can tell that love is real. I can smell, I can touch, I can see, and I can be loved.
What a quiet world.
Wow, that was good. Steve Hackett, as you said, on guitar there.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. What a wonderful show this is turning out to be again, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Always surprises.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
Radio Seagull. Radio. Radio Seagull.
Oh, is it done?
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. Hello, he switched me off.